Insider, we've got a special guest joining us today who've recently graduated from our flagship course, LMA. And she'll be sharing with us in terms of her journey on board LMA, how she found the whole experience and everything in between. So just want to say, it's great seeing you here. Let's just start with the first question, which is where are you currently, what's your name, where are you currently based, and what do you currently do?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Mari Softley, and I am originally from Norway, but I now live near London in the UK.
Oh, wow.
And I have an online business in health and wellness.
That's awesome. So you're Norwegian?
Yes, Norwegian.
Oh, that's really cool. I used to have a lot of Norwegian friends back in their uni days. That's awesome. We're going to just rewind time right now, Marie. Before you had come across LMA, do you mind just kind of like sharing with us like a glimpse of what was happening in your life? What were the problems in your life? How was it making you feel? And what did it look like?
Sure. It was actually quite recent. I only came across LMA back in November. And I must admit, I was at a very, very low point. I don't know what to call it, whether to call it a depression, but it felt like I just had no motivation. I kind of didn't have any joy. I felt very stuck. I felt stuck in a rut of negative thoughts. I felt like I wasn't achieving anything, or like that I didn't have any drive anymore, like the days were just going into each other, kind of. So I felt really, really low at that point, I must admit. It was not a fun time. Mm.
So what were you trying to do back then in terms of trying to cope with it? What were your coping strategies? Were you resorting to anything to try and manage it all?
It's very strange because I think we all kind of know the things to do, you know, eat healthy, exercise and all this. And I'd come across a lot of self-help, both books and other trainings. But what I tended to do was my brain somehow kept convincing me not to do them. And because I didn't do them, I would end up laying in bed at night thinking, tomorrow I'll do it. And it was almost like my brain took control of me. And then I got even more frustrated and annoyed with myself for not doing what I knew was right. And it was almost like this endless circle. And I just literally couldn't break free from it. It was horrible.
So in terms of which pillar of your life was this impacting the most, these issues?
I think I would say, I mean, for me, how it resulted in is I would, for instance, go in, I would overeat. I would drink too much. So for me, it was like a coping mechanism, and it was more like my personal life, my everyday mood. It affected my social life as well, my relationship. It was almost like an overall where I didn't feel like I was achieving anything almost in all pillars because it affected me at some point. It was almost like just getting through the days.
Yeah, appreciate the honesty. Because I'm sure a lot of people watching can relate to it. Was there like a trigger that actually triggered these sort of problems in your life? Or was it just things going on in your life at that time? Or what was it for you?
Yeah, I honestly don't know if I've still figured out what the actual trigger is.
Yeah,
it could be a lot of things, but I just noticed that once I did say that I could be really good and do some good, and I felt a bit better than I could, maybe just one night I might have, had a few drinks, and then I would just keep going kind of thing. And then I would start eating unhealthy. And then it was the getting yourself out of it again that I failed to do. I just kept over staying in that comfort, kind of staying in, oh, I like it here. Let's not do anything good. And then I just got stuck in that. But I don't know what was the actual trigger at such. I think I'm still working through those really.
So I suppose the question is, how did you come across our work? Do you recall how you found us?
Yeah, it's very odd. I just remember laying in bed and I'm not actually often on YouTube. That's one of the platforms I'm not on very often. So I don't even know why I was on there, but I do remember you popping up and very randomly. I just thought, oh, it's one of those videos again. But for some reason I just clicked in on it. And I just remember how there was just something about you. I think you're very good at just speaking to people, like just hit my heart, and I really related to what you said. And I just thought, what can I lose here by just joining this webinar that he's talking about? I just really related to everything you said, and it was one of those, can't ignore this thought. So yeah, I decided to just go for it, and thank God I did.
So you was attending that free webinar with us, which is all about life reinvention, and you're saying you were presented a chance to join LMA, and you decided now was the right time for you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I suppose I wanted to know in terms of, Some people in life, unfortunately, they do stick with their problems. They do continue running that same pattern for a huge chunk of their life. When somebody decides they want to change something, there's often like something that's happened, or there's an internal sort of commitment that's happening. So I'm curious to know, what made you decide then and there that I wanted to do something about this situation?
I think I was at such a low point. Like I said, I just almost thought, I have to get out of this. Like, I can't stay here. And when I attended that webinar, I'll never forget that you said, make this day one rather than one day. And I just had this realization that this is me one day, that Monday that never comes. And it's the current thing. I keep laying in bed thinking, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And I just realized that that day won't come. I will waste my whole life in this cycle if I don't do it. Yeah. So I felt very, very compelled by that one sentence with you. And like I say, just the realization that we can rewire our brains, that I can get out of this, you know, it's almost like, oh, I need this. That's how it felt like.
So prior to essentially joining LMA, had you done a lot of personal development work before?
I have done a lot of, like, I've read a lot of books. I know all the, you know, top leaders. I've followed quite a few people. I've seen videos, and it's, I think they say something like, motivation goes, but dedication stays. And I think I was struggling to keep that, you know, the motivation once you, because you can get inspired and motivated by something, but it's the keeping it. Lots of these other things ended up in a folder on my computer somewhere. And it was kind of like, I'll get to that kind of thing. So yeah, but that was what I found different with LMA, was that it didn't just end up in a folder. It was usable.
So before making that decision, what would you say was your biggest doubts you had about the course, about ourselves, or fears, and what ended up putting that to rest for you?
I think it was, I was in tears watching that webinar. Like, it really, really moved my heart. I was literally sitting here bawling my eyes out. So I almost felt like I didn't have a choice. I was almost thinking, I will do whatever it takes. I need to be on this. And I think I just decided that even if it's, you know, yes, it's pricey, you know, I don't really can't really afford it now. I just decided I just have to do this. There was something that told me that you have to do this. And thinking back now, I think it almost scares me that, like, if I hadn't listened, if I started listening to the other voices saying you can't afford this is going to be another thing that you're going to end up paying a lot for and you're not going to use it, you know, that kind of doubt voice. So yeah, I'm just glad I didn't listen. I just thought, do it.
When was this? Was it back in November, you're saying?
Yeah.
So November, and am I right in saying you got involved with the live classes, of course, most recently, which was...
Only joined in the season 12 because I bought it at first, but then took a while actually looking at it. So I did usual thing where I didn't actually open it and looked at it, and then decided after Christmas and all of that, I thought, I need to get into it. And that's where I dived in and joined season 12.
We saw you. Yeah. I thought you joined recently. That's what, because I kept on seeing you during Jan.
Yes. Even if I joined in November, I started using it in December. Yeah.
I suppose the real question is what made you want to all of a sudden get involved? Was there like some form of trigger or something like that?
I think over Christmas again, just indulgence, eating too much, drinking too much, getting to a point again where I thought, I need this now. And it felt like the right time to look through the course material and actually see it. And I started delving in properly, and I went to the lives and I started doing the challenges. And from then, I think you're in it, right? And then you're there.
So when you started getting involved with our work for the first time, what would you say made you feel the happiest, or what exceeds your expectations? Like, what ends up really making you feel like, wow, this is pretty cool?
I mean, the whole course is mind-blowing, Tim. Every time you open your mouth, something mind-blowing comes out. To be fair, I think it was the realization of you are not your thoughts. And, you know, the fact I've learned so much more self-love through this more than anything. And just realizing the importance of gratitude to not listen to that negative brain. I feel like I found the tools to life, you know, like how some people say children should be born with manuals. Like, because I feel like this is like the manual to adult happy life. It's like I've got this amazing set of tools now. That's how I look at it.
Which module of LMA, so the 6-week journey, was that like a module that really like stood out to you and did some inner work?
Yeah, that was the one when you did the meditation of going back to yourself as a child. saying, would you ever say to your child or to someone, you know, you're not worthy, just wait, you'll be good enough when you're pretty enough, when you have a good job. Like, it just dawned on me that, wow, we are enough, and the pressure that we put on ourselves and how we don't see how amazing we are, how we tend to put ourselves down so much. And I think that module, especially with the importance of self-love, I mean, all of them, to be fair, I can say probably something from each one, but I think that really resonated with me, how hard I've been on myself. So yeah,
for somebody who, I suppose I'm kind of looking at that pattern in terms of, you joined November and you didn't start until several months down the line, which is fine, by the way. But I'm curious to know, what made you show up essentially after you got involved? What made you really commit to showing up? Because you literally showed up to pretty much all of them. You completed it all. Was there something that happened or some realization?
I listened to you in the first live. You know, you said commit. This is day one. Make this your day one. I had WCA as a focus. I was like, I'm doing this. I am doing this, and I'm being here for myself. And I just thought, no matter when, I didn't feel like it, whatever, I just for once committed. And I thought, I'm going to show myself that I can do this and not fall off. And I needed it, to be honest. I needed that.
And you got involved with the challenges as well, which was optional, but you got involved. What made you, I suppose, want to get involved with all of that and just go all in?
I think that's a part of it where I thought in the beginning, when I first looked at it slightly, I didn't properly look at it, but I just thought, oh, I'll just do this, nip in. And I think for me personally, doing the challenges, it keeps you a focus. It's like having the accountability of that group. And at the same time, I mean, that was just so mind-blowing now, just seeing how amazing people are out there in the community. And I didn't expect that I would actually connect with people, and now I've got like new friendships with people in America you just like that you would never have thought. And it's almost like you find home because you find people that are like you in a way. So yeah, it's just been an amazing experience, and I've challenged myself. Like, I was so nervous going live at first, and now I'm like, look at me, you know, it gives you the confidence rather than before when I kept saying, you can't do it. It's just that, it just feels good. So I'm glad I did that.
I know this is going to be quite a hard question to answer, but people watching this might be wondering, so how's it changed you and so forth? I know you've discovered a lot of different tools, but just overall, how has this journey changed you specifically? What sort of changes have you seen in yourself and so forth?
Well, I find it much easier now. Like I was saying before, when before I might go on a whole, like literally 3-4 weeks of self-sabotage. If I see it, I recognize the triggers now. So I recognize that I need to be mindful. And I'm kind of much more aware now of when that negative past self comes in and tries to tell me to do something I know isn't going to benefit me. So I think it's about being aware. And just sticking to things like doing the affirmations, doing the mirror exercise, doing meditation. These are things that I did very unregularly before, where I think now it's such a key to keep doing that and being there for yourself. So for me, I've just found it a lot easier to deal with these things. And I find myself being able to go back to healthier patterns much easier than I did before.
Nice. And what allowed you to do that? Was it like some form of breakthrough you had, or like some form of new idea in your mind that's been planted, or is there some form of realization that happened?
I think definitely, like I said before, about learning to love yourself and learning how important it is to be your own best friend and to support yourself. So I could see when I was now having these moments, and I knew what that led to and what feeling that led to. So it's almost like being a friend to myself in those moments, going, is this what you want? But not being too hard either on myself. So it's kind of like, I can't explain it. I just feel like I've had realizations through this, like doing the exercises. I've had moments, and it's connecting to that person you want to be and realizing that's more important than falling back into your kind of old destructive habits. That to me is now a clearer vision. And I found joy again, just joy in small things, you know, appreciation, gratitude. So, just feeling a lot happier, to be honest.
I want to imagine right now, Marie, imagine somebody is in a very similar situation to where you used to be, okay? And they're getting started on this journey for the first time. Having now gone through this journey yourself, What advice or mentoring would you give this person, as in what advice would you give them so they can get the most out of this journey?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, go for it. Like, there's no doubt. It's life-changing, really is, these tools. And I would say, make this day one, not one day. Be committed, be there for yourself. Really kind of make the most of it and get involved, do the challenges, and just do this for yourself, and that you can get out of where you're feeling. There's not just a light at the end of the tunnel, there's a rainbow and a, you know, sun. It's amazing what you can achieve, what your brain is able to, and that you can kind of rewire all those bad thoughts into good ones, basically, I guess. Yeah, from being from a bad place to going to a happy place.
Right. And some of our new students also, they tell us, this is something maybe that you could relate to, but they're saying a lot of their peers, a lot of their friends, they don't quite understand this sort of journey. Mm-hmm. And they get a lot of resistance anytime they try to journey on such journey. Did you have any form of resistance from your peers or your friends or loved ones? Or is that something you can relate to? And what advice would you give if you can?
Yes. I have a husband that's been quite resistant, or he's very much where I already know that attitude. So it's difficult sometimes when people don't understand what you're going through. But I would say the same is, that's what I meant by having the LMA community as well. You've got a whole group of people that are going through exactly the same thing. They know what they're going through. And also, I just found that I'm not needing to share it to everyone, kind of thing. I'm doing this for myself, and I feel like now I'm choosing who I share this journey with and the people that understand it. I find that most people in life, though, are interested in this kind of thing, and when you start talking to people, they will be open to and hearing, and the most people do want the best for you. So
I definitely know from the start of my journey nobody understood it, especially in England. I mean, England, let's not start there. It used to be so closed, but there are definitely more people on this journey. How did you, I suppose, continue to persevere in working on you? Like, did you just, so you're saying you just kept it all private sort of thing and just shared it with some people who understood? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I've shared it with some of my closer friends who, to be fair, we've helped each other. There are some friends that are open that might be doing different things, but I'm trying to now share on what's really helped me. And I think it's just important that you do it in a way that you're just talking open and honestly to people, and sharing what's working for you. For other people, something else might work. I think just being open and honest. I'm continuing to use these. I know I'm not perfect. You know, it's not like a light switch and then everything's perfect. But I now know what I've got, the tools. I know which ones to use and kind of like where to go from a point where I start to maybe backtrack or not. I know now what to do basically, or what steps to take. That's what I love the most about LMA, how it's set up and the different steps, and it's kind of like aha. And once you get one step, so it's very cleverly laid up like that.
Just want to say firstly, thanks so much for your time and sharing with us your story today. I really appreciate that. And so is there anything you just wanted to add or wrap up on, or final message of the day you just want to share with everybody watching?
I just want to say thank you, Tim. If you hadn't done this, you know, if you hadn't been who you are, none of us would have found this. And to anyone who is considering this course, honestly, it's going to be the best decision of your life. Like I said, it's tools for life. So I'm just grateful, to be honest, Tim. So I just want to say thank you for interviewing me.